Bodies come in a variety of shapes and sizes, don't they? Some are taller, while others are more vertically challenged. Some are soft and round, while others are more athletic or muscular. Everywhere you look, there's a body that can be appreciated for its own uniqueness. Your eyes almost glaze over the characteristics as you glance from one person to the next, but sometimes your eyes come to rest on a body like mine. The kind of figure that makes you want to openly stare. You can't help but want to take a second, if not a third, glance to try and commit the visual to memory. The hard fact of it is, numbers don't lie. And we really should get the numbers out of the way first. It comes down to that, doesn't it? Perhaps your math teacher was right after all. Yes, I really am 6'1" in my bare feet. Yes, that does make my legs, from heel to hip, 36.5 inches long. The last time I had my measurements taken, early 2014, was for a corset, and I was a 36D2533, which puts me a shade shy of a perfect hourglass, but we can't all be perfect all the time. And if you ask what I weigh, I'll expect you to apologize. A lady never discusses her weight or her age. As for my style, I have a distinct look, crafted to accentuate my rather voluptuous figure. Well-tailored clothes, with an attention to detail when it comes to corsetry and vintage lingerie, ensuring that I make a very impressive first impression. Men who serve me have commented the lack of vulgarity intrigues them. It makes them wonder what treasures I may be hiding and makes them want to work all the harder at discovering them. Much like some of the more dangerous creatures on the planet, I am designed to captivate and entice you into wanting just a little more of my attention, regardless of your own personal wants and desires. You are a man who appreciates the finer things in life, I'm sure. And your understanding of that is, in order to be worthy of those things, you must work hard to achieve a certain amount of success. I'm a woman who is used to being catered to, worshipped as a goddess, if you will. Sacrificing your personal wants to spend a moment at my feet, or begging to honor me with an hour of your surrender at my arse. There comes an understanding that forfeiting your desires in exchange for my attention will reward you with the opportunity to devote yourself to my physical pleasure, to discover the fortunes I have tucked inside my corsets. And if you are very, very lucky, perhaps you might even be granted the privilege of serving my body in a very intimate manner.